as Rod Cooter used to say to me, kind of jump in the little spaceship and take the ride, you know, see where it goes.
John Hiatt has certainly taken that advice. With a 40-year career in rock, blues, country, and folk, he's left a musical trail to prove it, and he's not done yet. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Russ Boris. Singer-songwriter John Hiatt grew up in Indianapolis in the 60s, adoring the Rolling Stones and especially Bob Dylan. He's remained inspired by that gritty, roots-based sound throughout his long career. His first album to reach the charts was 1987's Bring the Family, which featured backing by Ry Cooder, Nick Lowe, and Jim Keltner. It established Hiatt's particular blend of American roots rock for years to come and foreshadowed that quartet's regrouping as Little Village in 1991. A true artist's artist, Hiatt has long been admired for that collaborative spirit and his innate songwriting talent. Over the years, his songs have been performed by Three Dog Night, the Neville Brothers, Conway Twitty, and Iggy Pop, a diverse list that includes many others, even Dylan. Hiatt's latest album, Dirty Jeans and Mudslide Hymns, marks a new collaboration with producer Kevin Shirley, and John recently came into Studio A to talk with FUV's Eric Holland about the new songs, but first, Eric wanted some background.
I know that Blonde on Blonde was a big album for you growing up.
It was
up.
A big record. I was 14 when it came out. There's something about boys turning 14. I think it's a pivotal year for a lot of young fellas. I got that record, and I spent the entire year pretty much in my bedroom just listening to that thing over and over and over. I'm a little bit obsessive. But I remember my sisters expressed concern about my well-being. I was the last boy at home, so I was kind of babied. I'm a girly man, basically, Eric. I'm proud of it.
Have you ever been under? All the way under? Oh, like I have. Oh, like I have. It'll make you wonder. Make you wonder if it don't make you mad, if it don't make you mad. I don't trust a man that I ain't been lost. Don't trust a woman ain't been double crossed. You ever been under, all the way under, like I have?
This record with Kevin Shirley was so thrilling for me to make, and just hooking up with him was so inspirational, you know. So that's the kind of stuff I'm looking for. You know, at this late stage in the game, I found a producer that was, we just worked so well together. And, you know, it was like, you know, where were you all my life, you know, kind of thing. So, but it's like, oh, this is fantastic, you know. I think, you know, it's that thing about, you know, Miles Davis had this this quote, and I don't know it verbatim, but it's something about, you know, when you're a musician, the first thing you have to do is get past your instrument. The thing with Kevin is we never noticed that we were in a studio. We were making music.
I've been riding on this train, drinking whiskey for the pain. Just another good old boy going home. And every town I see seems to take a part of me. That's a price that you pay when you're wrong. And I lie when I have to.
That's Train to Birmingham from John Hiatt's brand new album, Dirty Jeans and Mudslide Hymns. Take 5 was produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.